Welcome everyone to another episode of Anime Brothers. I'm your host and your boy, Quiet Jams. I am joined by another host slash boy, Ty Sofly.
Yes.
Before we start, don't forget to follow us on all social media. We have a link tree now, so that'll make it nice and easy. But follow us on TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Bow. Also, if you really do actually like us, feel free to donate. We have a little support us donation link. We like to make content. It gets a little easier when the content is partially paid for. You know, help us out, please. Whatever, man. Slide me $2. Coffee money.
Something like
Quiet Jam. Quiet Jam love coffee.
I forgot about the label, the cup.
Oh yeah, wait, the other side says Anime Brothers.
There you go.
Yeah,
the merch.
Yeah, so my cousin wants to make our shirts. I forgot about that part.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Maybe merch coming in soon, guys. We don't know.
We have an idea.
We're
moving as we're going as we flow.
Exactly.
That made any sense.
You flow like water. Move like ocean.
Wax on, wax off.
Yes. Yes. Today we're talking more manhwas. We got a bunch of chapters of Solo Leveling and The Beginning After the End, which this beast mode read all basically in 2 days. Because I think the last time we spoke, you hadn't read any of it. And Tuesday, listen, we record on Sundays. Tuesday, he was like, all cut up. I was like, yo, it's like 115 chapters. How you all cut up? What?
You read in the off times when everyone else is asleep. You know, you don't sleep.
That's what I do. Everyone else is asleep. So you just stayed up all night long. I mean, The Beginning After the End is legitimately awesome. So I will give you that. But like, man, that's dedication.
It was very addicting. I have an addictive personality when it comes to reading.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, oh. Well, the last three chapters, I think we haven't talked about, which is, let's see.
That's when they enter the cave. Right when the class
before they entered the cave. Before they entered the cave, see, it's been a minute. Remember they went on like the watch and they found the runes on the guy's back. They were on the watch, and then like, you know, the guy kind of like started acting a little funny and trippy, and then he started flipping out, and then like, you know, he started acting a little really weird, and then he died, but like had a bunch of runes on his back. You remember that part?
Oh, all right. Yep. I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Yeah. The, what are they labeling it as? Like, a drug or something that the kids are taking?
Maybe. I think they're saying like, well, the teacher was basically like, so if you're taking something to increase your magic abilities, like it's your abilities aren't meant to be there. Like you might be overloading your core or whatever. It was like, oh man. Yep. This is getting a little hectic.
Yeah.
So we're trying to figure out what's going on at the academy.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you think it's all tied to the other, what are they calling it, country or region that's like across the water?
Right. It's a new continent that has been discovered. Mm-hmm. Although, correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't this continent floating? Like the place that they're in is floating, right?
Yeah.
How did they ever think that they were just like the only people like ever, right? it doesn't make any sense.
Why did people back in the early days think the world was flat?
Why are you bringing logic into this?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like, you know, when you're isolated to one area, you just become, I mean, dumbfounded. Yeah. To other areas until someone happens to stumble upon it.
True, true. Just like, okay, all right, Attack on Titan.
Mm,
that's right. They're the only people, and they weren't.
No,
they're probably they're pretty much not at all the only people. Like, I'm waiting for the world and Attack on Titan just to be like massive, but it. I think it's only going to be the two places.
I thought they were the only people. I'm not gonna lie.
Founders, non-founders.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, whatever. All right. But yeah, all right. So we entered the cave with the class, man.
Oh, man. I knew something was going to happen, but that started off slow. I was like, oh.
Yeah, it did. Also, he got teamed up with his, not arch enemy, but like this dude, he's going to eventually clue into who he is.
Mm.
And like, he's over there lying like, yeah, I'm an A-class adventurer, blah, 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 blah. Which he is. The dude was
before he
the dude's like, wasn't your license suspended? I'm like, whoa,
spot
ball. He's like, yo, what do you have against me? Why you gotta tell everybody my license was suspended?
The shame. But then I actually forgot what his name is, but he's a fire mage, right?
You're the fire mage,
yeah. Then like they go into the cave. Everyone's like, oh, nothing's happening. But then they actually do get attacked.
Yo.
By, shoot, I forgot what they were called.
I know, right? There's something, some kind of hound or whatever. I don't remember. Yeah. With the little fly. No, not flying. They weren't flying at first.
No, they weren't.
Yeah. But they're like, so we're going to go to the first two floors of this dungeon. Right, and this dungeon is supposed to be like really low rank for the students because it's supposed to be like a D rank, I think.
Yeah, a D rank,
which isn't gonna be a problem. Like, you know, the teacher's an A rank adventurer. Mm-hmm. They got other dude was an A rank adventurer. Like, you know, even our boy Arthur is an A rank adventurer undercover, but nobody knows it. Mm-hmm. And so, like, this place should be easy peasy, but there's like none of these little creatures in it. So they're like, oh, where are they at? Like, what's going on? And eventually the teacher just runs into a wall and she goes, nope, we leaving. Uh-huh. And an entire class pushes and like they justify it. And they're like, nah, we should stay. This might be their only. Yeah, sorry.
Before that actually decision came through, the fire mage person we were talking about that Arthur hates, he throws a fire blast at the teacher, like to her side.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And everyone's shocked. They're like, oh, he did that. And like, she's looking for a second. She goes, huh, maybe I was wrong. Maybe they can just, you know, go through this and just, you know, let them try it out since, you know, it's not too bad. But her reason for going back, right, was that those creatures were gathered in a bunch where they're what typically known to, like, you know, herd in like smaller numbers, but they were like,
yeah,
it was too many. They were grouped in too big of a numbers that she didn't remember them being.
Yeah, they were acting a little odd, basically. Yeah. And it's like there's nothing else here, but all of a sudden there's a big pack of these things. Like, whoa, like we should go back.
But she ends up, like you said, she gets swayed to let them go. As soon as all the kids walk past her. And then that kid that fired the blast walks past her and she looks at him and she's like, do that again. She couldn't even say she was going to kill him because that's what I thought she was going to say.
Right? You expelled from the academy or whatever. I was like,
yeah.
I don't care who you are.
Yep. It was something soft. And I was like, and then I remembered because his family has influence that she couldn't say I'll kill you.
I know. When I found out his brother, like when you found out his brother is actually like the Lance, like,
yep.
That dude is scary. Like, ooh, okay.
Yep. You don't want to push things too much. You know, you don't want to get, you know, you don't want to get killed yourself.
Right.
But it's only his half brother.
I know, right? But you know, what could you do? Like, your half brother still got half the power. But like, all right, so you know what his brother can do, but you know what the one you know can do, but you don't know what the other brother can do. He's the strongest Lance.
No. I thought, remember, it was like chapters ago, they were sitting trying to, you know, they were having that discussion on investigating the dungeon. I thought he was second strongest when they were ranking everyone.
So. You think he is?
That's what I thought. I'm not positive.
Okay.
It was chapters ago, so I can't fully recall.
Yeah, I don't remember either. I thought he was number one, but maybe not. I'll give it to you. I don't know.
But I remember his partner at the time, she had a low ranking.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. She was like the newest and like not a very strong lance or something mm-hmm. like that. But she still snuck up on Arthur like he was nothing. Like,
yeah,
what are you doing eavesdropping on that conversation?
Right. Whoa. She's like, I can feel your malice.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I love it. Like every so often they do the doom.
Yep.
It's like, no, I don't have any malice towards either one of them. She's no. like, yeah, I'm not wrong about that, but all right, I feel you.
It's like, I misunderstood.
Right. Right. Anyways, so the teacher let them continue to this dungeon, right? And it's like, all right, there's just packs and packs and packs and like so many of these things that they're like taking down. And I love the realism here because like, so they eventually like have a bunch of corpses, like the corpses don't just disappear, right? And so like they start stacking the corpses up in like a corner and it ends up blocking an air vent, right? And so the teacher's like, wait, why is it getting so smoky in here? And it's like, oh, the air vent's blocked. Stop using fire spells. Yeah. I have never heard of or seen any kind of manhwa, anime do that. That's a like a massive realistic point. Mm-hmm. we're gonna kill up all the oxygen in here if you keep using fire, please don't do it. Like, wow.
However, I feel like after that chapter the whole fire thing gets left out because I don't think anything changed, but they were using fire later on.
Were they using fire?
So
I don't remember.
So when the two queens came,
yep,
the big ones. The teacher was like, holy crap, why are there queens on this floor? Because like, you know, it was too low for queens to be on. The teacher's strongest ability is fire.
Oh, that's right.
So
that's right. She's a fire, she ignites a sword.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. She had to use it while fighting the queen.
Well, she was kind of already using it before when she said stop using fire. Maybe it was so that she could use her abilities and like my abilities are more effective than your abilities. So, you know, just take a step back.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Possibly. Well, while she's fighting the queens, the queen creatures, whatever they were, the kids were told to evacuate, but the bridge or whatever it was that they entered with had been blocked.
Yeah.
So they needed to use strong power. So this is actually a pretty interesting scene of events that happened. So Arthur didn't use his power to break through. He actually called the prince to come through and use his power. But the prince is like, I don't have my mana
beam. Yeah.
He's like, I can't break through. And then Arthur's like, don't worry. You concentrate on doing what you would do with your mana bees, and I'm assist. So then he releases his
the seal he has on his wrist. Yeah.
Yep. So they all four abilities, which then apparently allows him to, which we've seen like way earlier, where he unlocked his sister and the daughter of the people's house that he was staying at their powers. Yeah. But anyways, he unlocks the prince's, well, he doesn't unlock it, but he aids the prince in using his mana beast ability.
Yeah. I think what he does, he identifies what kind of I want to say chakra. Oh my god. He identifies what kind of like mana the person has inside of them and he like mimics it, converts his own and like makes it flow to match like what the mana beast would give for him. So like he's like giving him an influx of mana and all of a sudden, like, you know, he's like, boom, blast, got it. Like, oh, okay. And like, I guess only a quad elemental sorcerer can do that. Yes, indeed. Yes. It actually gives a little explanation, like, you know, this would be more practical and people would be able to do it, but like nobody was able to do it unless you're a quad elemental sorcerer, and there's not a lot of those.
No. Yeah, because fire mages can't help other fire mages because their mana doesn't actually sync up, even though they're both the same element.
Yep. But yeah. So we unblock the bridge. Mm-hmm. And then wait. Did he use that to unblock the bridge, or did he use the use it to destroy the other the two queens?
No, he used it to unblock the bridge. And then that other girl, which I don't remember her name either, she was a dwarf, but didn't she have like some kind of like reconstructive or something where she like rebuilt the bridge?
Yeah, she was an earth mage, I think.
But yeah, okay. So anyways, she built the bridge for the kids to escape.
Yeah.
And then they start to escape. Then what's the princess's name?
Oh, Tessa.
Tessa, yeah.
Yeah. She just kind of walks over. She's like, I don't know if I can do this. Yo, what are you doing?
She's like, my mana, she's saying her core or her mana be something.
Oh, it's my mana core again. Mm, like, yeah, you know, it's acting up.
Mm-hmm. So Arthur's like, don't worry, babe. I'll carry you out. No biggie.
I know. Right. Meanwhile, like his shoulders are already hurt from hitting one of these mana beasts a little too hard. He went,
yeah.
So it's in the process of like completely dislocating, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a little bit limp, but you know, he can still move on. He can still try, whatever. And then like at the very end of that chapter, like, you know, the teacher's like, what is that doing here? And it's like, as people are evacuate waiting. And like he just kind of looks up. No. And it's like, I don't even know. I'm like a king. I don't think they gave it a name.
They didn't give it a name at all. All I know is that thing was massive.
Right. It was apparently one of those things who just ate a bunch of other ones to evolve into a way bigger one. Right. And it's like, what happened here?
So I wonder if that would qualify as like, you know, those the mana beasts that have the core inside that you can take and like, you know,
oh yeah,
use yourself for power. I bet you that's what.
Oh yeah,
they gave it a name earlier, but I forgot what it's called.
Like a, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it's like a high grade mana beast with a core that you can, that's a useful item or whatever.
Yep.
I know what you're talking about, like the
the one that Arthur killed.
Yeah, the one that Arthur killed, he wasn't really supposed to be able to kill. But yeah, that one. So, I think, let's go through this first, and I'll tell you what I think.
Okay.
Because this next chapter's not out yet.
So, no, you're right.
All right. So, at the very end of this chapter, though, I love the fact that, like, you know, he hits the blue flames, the king's son, the prince, right? Mm-hmm. He's like, yo, we should really head out. Right. And Arthur's just kind of like, go. Like, you got that blank look. He's got the blue flames on his arms.
Yeah. And then that girl was like, did he just have fire? Because he's only been using what?
Yeah.
And earth.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, yeah, he's only been using wind and earth because those are his two weakest elements.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, that's not my imagination, right? Like, he's using fire, right? Like, I'm not going crazy. Like, that's right.
Yep.
And Arthur's fire is so hot, it's blue. Mm-hmm. You don't see blue fire, and you don't see a dude that's randomly blue fire mage. Like, nah.
But someone else has seen a blue fire mage before.
Yeah, buddy. He's sitting out there in the doorway going, oh, hell no.
Mm-hmm. Like, I know that flame.
Right. And then he goes over to help the teacher. She's like, I thought I told you all to evacuate. And then he brings up a good point that I totally forgot. He goes, I didn't think that applied to all the teachers. So I was like, oh snap.
Yo, he hit her with that. You know?
She didn't even have a rebuttal. I was like, all right.
She was like, damn. Right.
And then what does he say? Like, give me a couple minutes to charge up or whatever. It's like,
yeah.
You could have did that before coming over. Like, facts. What are you doing?
You could have just kept letting her fight.
Right? Like, me hold him off. And so he charges up. And then she's like, wait, is that fire? To think he's a tri-elemental mage. Wow.
Oh, my goodness. Like,
sorry, girlfriend. Sorry, girlfriend. He's a little stronger than that.
Yeah. But... His move didn't actually really do too much.
It did and it didn't. First, it dislocated his shoulder.
For sure.
I could almost hear that pop when I saw the image. It was like, mm-hmm.
It looked bad. Oh, yeah. It did a good job detailing that.
Yeah. He lost his sword.
Oh, man. I was so sad for him. I was like, dang.
Yeah. I like that sword. Mm-hmm. He needs like a little recall spell.
That would make sense. I thought he was going to do it. Like, as right? he was falling, I thought he was going to like use his wind power to pull it out.
Oh, yeah. No. As he was falling, we ain't there yet. We ain't there yet.
My fault.
So what does he do? So he charges up that one attack that he likes to use, mm-hmm. but he does it with fire this time, and a little bit of electricity.
Yeah, that's right. Because he can turn into the lightning. That's right.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, he went all in. It was a sick move.
Yeah, it was. But he had to get saved.
Yeah. So, like you said, so he did the move. He stabbed the creature. Someone would call it. And boom, dislocated his shoulder as you described. And then the creature's not dead. Creature reacts. He can't move because of his broken shoulder. And then who saves him? The other teacher. Yeah. And his face is like, yo, why'd you just save me? My sword's still there. Like,
I know, right? He's like, no way. It's like, bro, you weren't going to make it. Like,
no,
you were literally doing this attack to create an opening to run. This monster's a little stunned right now. We going.
Yeah.
And like, he doesn't say, no, it's send me back. I think he gets it.
That's right. So they stop running. And they look like they're about to get out too. But it's a Manhwa. Can't let that happen.
I love that this monster was like, goodbye, F you. Like, yo, he didn't even try to grab him anymore. He was like, nah. He took his nail. Stuck it through his leg. Yeah. So now we're missing an arm and a leg. Not missing, but we've damaged an arm and a leg. Uh-huh. And then this dude was also like, what's that glow? What's the little glow? He goes, get away from me.
Self-destructing.
Yeah, man.
I didn't think that was going to happen.
Right? So after I saw that, my theory was, all right, so maybe he did hit him with like a fatal hit and that monster was going to die, which is awesome. But then like, you know, dying breath, this guy was like, mother F you. No, wait. I just remembered this. All right. So he says that when he was killing these monsters, the recoil from killing them was hurting him. That's why he was having such a problem like taking them down. Remember, he was like, like he cut them and then they explode when they die. That was foreshadowing. I didn't even see it. I still don't even see it.
I hear what you're saying. I see what you're saying. I'm trying to remember where that happened.
It was like right when we got in the dungeon and they started getting a little bit overwhelmed. Right. And he goes like, you know, this wouldn't be a problem if they didn't just explode every time I killed them. So he did a fatal blow and the monster, instead of just sitting there and exploding by itself, grabbed him or stuck a nail through him and made sure that he exploded with him. So there you go. That's what happened. Ah,
wait, does that mean he's eventually going to get his sword back since the monster exploded? Well, let's finish this and we can continue to theorize on what's going to happen next.
All right.
After he gets stabbed with the nail and the monster explodes and he yells at the other professor to get away. I mean, obviously, folks, he fell down a hole deeper into the cave.
All right. Let me interject here real quick. I like another piece of realism, right? So he has all these elements. He decides, because you can see the color on his hand when he's trying to do it, he's using his earth element. You know, he has like the brown surrounding his hand on his fingertips. Mm-hmm. He's trying to grab with the earth element, like, yo, use my earth mana, please save me. And his fingertips getting all raw, which is also
nasty. But while he's doing that, he's using the wind to push him to stay closer to the rock so he doesn't just free fall in the center.
Yeah. Well, I also think that slapping his body against the side, like real quick, actually stops him from falling. And then like restarts his fall, so he falls slower. That's what I think he was doing.
I like that logic.
Little bit of physics. Little bit of physics.
There we go. You took that and class then he, in college.
I took it in high school. College. Yeah, I took a lot of physics. That's why I can be like, oh, anime, what are you doing, man? And then like right before he got to the very bottom, so he hits himself into the wall, a little bit of earth hand, a little bit of wind palm, basically to shoot himself up a little bit, and then he lifeless body to the ground. Like, bruh, again.
Boy just keeps getting hurt.
Right. Well, I mean, like another time where he's just like sacrificing himself for the cause, trying to keep other people safe.
Damn.
We haven't seen anybody else's reactions, but I feel like the next chapter, we're not going to see a whole lot of him. It's going to be everyone else's reactions, people scrambling, people back at the school talking about the lances and stuff like that. And then like maybe we'll get a glimpse of him just, you know, because of the teaser aspect of it.
True. I think they're going to assume that he's dead.
Yeah. No. Hold on. I don't think they're going to assume that he's dead.
You don't think so? Because it was an explosion.
It was an explosion. I don't think they're going to assume he's dead because, well, first off, he's Arthur. You know, like everyone in the class knows that he's not going to die.
Everyone doesn't know his true power. Tessa knows.
All right. The other teacher knows.
She kind of knows. Now. She kind of knows, not fully knows.
Yeah. They don't know he's injured. She only knows that he's been stabbed in the leg. They don't know that he's out of mana. So they can assume that he had a safe fall. And they can assume that the monster that caused all that damage is dead at this point because he exploded, right? So I think they might think he's trapped, but I don't think they think he's dead. Okay. But that's part of the debate we're about to see next episode. I can almost guarantee
it. You're right.
Now, our boy is going to like one of the first things we'll see him do is find his sword.
Sword, talk to... his dragon. Yeah,
his dragon will have to dive in there and save him. That's fine. I get it.
I'm cool with that. Papa, where are you?
Yeah, I don't think he can use dragon force or whatever with his body all effed up like that. Well, he'll call it dragon force.
You know that's fairy tale.
I just realized that too. What do we call it?
I don't know, but it's not dragon force.
It is Dragon Force, man.
It is not.
It is Dragon Force. All right, well.
You said it so casually and calmly, too. You're like, yeah, he can't go into Dragon Force mode, so, like, whatever.
I didn't realize. I forgot. That wasn't. There is a name for that. I swear to God. Anyways.
Dude, Tessa's grandfather actually gave an actual name to it. Because he does it with his... His Beast Corps.
Yeah. Crap, here's the thing. How about this? He has this ability to freeze time. Why doesn't he use that more often?
Because, as you remember, it hurts him.
Yeah, okay. look where he is now. Right, look where he is now.
He's got a broken shoulder, a stabbed leg, and you expecting him to use freeze time?
He could have used freeze time. Maybe he didn't see the thing coming for his leg. But like, if he had seen it for a split second, use freeze time, get out the way. Remember, it only hurts him if he tries to do it for too long, or if he tries to take somebody else in it with him.
Very true,
right? Because he said that he had practiced it, and he had like not mastered it, but he got really adept at using the ability to do it by himself for short periods of time. Very true. Because when on the battlefield, when he saved Tessa, he basically got there in an instant and it wasn't a problem for him. Mm-hmm. Although he was kind of like,
he took that blast.
He looked around. He was like, "Ah, F, this is going to hurt."
He took that blast. That was nothing you can do about it.
Right. I don't know. Do we ever talk about that? Where the dude was like, how did you get from here all the way to the other side of the battlefield in a blink of a second and not even like, cause a problem? Like, nobody saw it happen. You got over there. Like, he was just so mad about it. He was like, what did you do? How did you get there?
Yeah, no, they glossed over it. They kind of just skipped it.
Yeah, and he was like, "Yo, no, we are continuing our fight. We're continuing our fight."
But yeah, but,
like, you get a glimpse of him being totally overpowered, and then you have an instance with this, like, he just gets beat on because, like, he kind of refused to use his entire power, even though he really needed it.
Yep.
And then when it was, like, too late.
Well, he's still trying to stay, you know, incognito. Because if he unleashes his power every time he felt danger, then everyone would know who he was.
Then he wouldn't be in danger so often. Like, bro. All right. What do you think is going to happen next chapter? You think I'm thinking he's getting up. He's finding his sword. He has to use it as a cane because his legs all effed up.
Yeah. I think it's going to be what you said, right? It's not going to be mostly on him. We'll probably get like a couple of screens here and there of him, but I think it's mostly going to be everyone else. Maybe even a little bit of the dragon. I want to know what I forgot what the dragon's name is. But anyways, I think it's going to be a little bit of that.
Sylvie.
I think Sylvie is going to interact with Tessa. And at some point, I don't know.
Yeah, they're going back down. I know that.
Yeah,
but
for sure. Well, the Tessa's not leaving though.
What do you think he finds in the hole? You think he finds like the pathway to the other continent? You think we're getting a Beast Corps out of this one?
No Beast Corps. I think it's what you said the first part. I think he's gonna find a path, or he's gonna find something that links all these weird changes to the other continent, because you remember those worm thingies from like chapters ago. Mm-hmm. They've been digging underground, under dungeons, connecting them all, which has been allowing all these random beasts that are higher up and lower parts of the deep on dungeons. So
got you.
I think there's gonna be some kind of connecting there. That's my assumption.
I think so I'm going with, all right, so I just had another epiphany, right?
Hit me.
We just fell to the bottom floor of a dungeon. They were on the top floor. It's about to be way more real down there because the bottom floors of the dungeon, like the boss room and like really strong monsters live down there. I think he's going to get a Beast Corps. I don't think it's going to be one for him. I think it's going to be one for who doesn't have one yet. his roommate.
That'd be nice if his roommate got one.
Yeah, but he can't give it to him because he's going a little crazy right now.
Yeah, he's a little stir crazy with them girls.
Yeah, he is.
But so my flaw with your theory here is, at least the way this story treats dungeons, is the bottom floor is the weakest and the top floor is the strongest.
Really?
Yeah, that's how they've been treating it.
I didn't know that. So I was going by... They said, like, you know, we're going to stick to the top two floors because those should be the easiest for the class.
Did they say top two?
The top two.
Okay. Maybe I misunderstood it as bottom two.
I'm like, oh, hold on a second. maybe you're thinking like one of those tower manhwas and mangas where, like, you got to go to the bottom floors, work your way progressively up.
Yep. It's like Mortal Kombat, man.
Oh, man. How many times you got to fight the same enemy, you know?
You're right.
Right.
All right. So down there. I probably just misunderstood.
We down there, and I think one of the lances is gonna have to save him. Like, he's gonna be down there. He's gonna be trying his best, but he's not gonna be good by himself. Not gonna make it.
So then, when's the lance? Who's the closest lance? Would it be the half brother, or would it be that girl that was already in the dungeons looking for the mystery?
It'll probably be not that one. She's already in a dungeon. She's on assignment right now. Probably the half brother.
What if the assignment that she was on in that dungeon and she was following the trail connected her to the dungeon they're in?
It could. You're right. I thought about that too, real quick before I answered. I think my inkling says, My writer's intuition that I don't have.
Okay, you're right.
Says half brother's gonna be it. The other brother.
Got you. I know who you meant.
Yeah. Actually, we haven't seen the strongest lance yet. If he's not the strongest lance, then we haven't seen that one. That guy will show up because we have to see his power. We need to know where the bar is. Where's the bar at?
True. technically we saw her, we just didn't know who he was. Because remember, they showed all the
lances. On stage.
They just didn't announce who was. And they also didn't stand according to power level. So I don't know.
Good.
Oh snap. I just remember who's the strongest one. The elf one.
Oh, that's right.
She's the strongest one.
That's right. Okay. Which is probably somebody he can just like, you know. No.
Yeah. You can be friends with it. But like, hey,
yeah,
I lived there for a few years.
I'm part elf.
Yeah. No biggie. I'm probably gonna marry the elf princess, so we might as well, we're technically family.
And all right, he's elfing around. All right, that's right.
Let's jump to some soul leveling, because I can never go wrong with some soul leveling.
I was gonna say, like, yo, speaking of the strongest.
Oh, your segue, my bad.
Ooh. All right, where we left off here, let's see. I think we got the stabbed. Whole chap. Yeah, we got this. We got the stabbing when his feet were frosted to the ground.
Yep.
Our boy Jinwoo died. The end. Solo leveling's over. Bye.
It's a wrap.
So I'm not wrong there, because he did die and the leveling has stopped. Right? Because based on the last chapter, he ain't gonna level up no more.
You're fast forwarding though. You didn't get
I know, but still, ready. I'm just giving him a nice little foreshadow, right? Oh. Right. So what he happened?
Foreshadowed full to the end.
Well, like a nice long extended shadow. Anyways. We got a little bit more backstory for the Shadow Monarch, also known as Ashborn.
Mm-hmm.
He has a name. He was the brightest. What is that? Brightest shard of brilliant light? Is that what we call him?
Yeah.
All right. Who are basically angels. We call them angels. They call themselves angels. They call themselves angels?
Yeah.
All right, good. So, yeah, the brightest shard of brilliant light. And apparently, he has the power to control death. And so it's like, all right, so the other angels, aka the other shards of brilliant light, are all rulers. So we got a like real interesting situation where this dude, the Shadow Monarch, is a monarch, but he's also a ruler who is also the strongest ruler.
Mm-hmm.
Who the other rulers wanted to rule the rest of them. They wanted him to be the new god.
Yeah.
Like, whoa. All right. All the other monarchs fear this dude because he's too damn strong.
Yeah.
So
he didn't want to be the new god because, you know, no. all the other rulers killed the previous god.
Yeah. Well, also we get the backstory that previous god was kind of a dick, so
big time.
It's like, yeah, how are you just gonna keep letting these things happen? Why are you gonna help them out? What are you doing? Like, you know, he just wanted some entertainment. I'm like, really?
That's pretty much all those wars were for.
That's how it went. He's like, all right, well, I mean, like, you know, they're gonna take over another world, bro. So how are we gonna do? Mm-hmm. Like, okay. So all the other rulers got together, minus the Shadow Monarch, because we realized that he went down in a battle and he was not feeling himself, so he kind of hung out down there when he discovered his actual ability.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the first time he said arise.
Well, yeah, because he basically died and then realized that he was now immortal.
He died and he goes, oh wait, so if I die, I have this new power. All right, cool. He rose. He has a bunch of shadow warriors around him. And the entire army was able to overpower the other army, just like Jinwoo does with everybody else.
Facts.
But he gets back to the throne and he sees that what do they call him? They don't call him the something being or whatever. The omnipotent being. I'm going to go. Yeah. They don't call him God, but they call him God. Like,
it's like he was their king. He was a real, like, top dude. He was a top dude.
Yeah. Big dog. They were like, yeah, man. So, you know, they took him out. He goes, what? And so he just basically like, nah, man, I'm all done with this side. I don't need to be here no more.
Yeah.
He spends all this time fighting them. And then they were like, well, we don't want to kill him. Like, you know, like there's no point in us killing him. We want him to rule us. Like after all this time, I thought like, you know, this whole chapter, like they kind of like have him running from them.
Mm-hmm.
And then like they surround him and they're like, no, we're not going to kill you. We want you to lead us. And then it's like, did they know that he couldn't be killed? Or did they like,
I don't know if they knew.
They're like, don't piss him off. We just want him to rule us.
Keep him calm.
I think that's where my mind went. I was like, nah, they just don't want to make him mad. I get it. All you gotta do is take out one of them, and all of a sudden he's got an army. Like,
yep, you don't want so that.
Ashborn rolling with the rest of the monarchs who really don't like him. We found out what the Beast Monarch had run previously.
Yo, he ran scared.
This dude liked to run away. Oh man.
Yo, I was dead, yo. So like they were fighting the other Brilliant Light, which is now Jin Sungwoo's father. Yes, his father now.
Yeah, he's daddy. Yeah. Daddy.
So but they even Frost and Beast, they also like they called him the brightest
shot of Brilliant Light.
Yeah.
Well, no. Not he wasn't brightest. They called Jinwoo's dad Shard of Brilliant Light. Like, why are you protecting him?
Hmm. Oh, I see.
Why are you protecting him? Like,
got it.
He betrayed you all.
Mm-hmm.
And but yeah,
he was protecting him. But this is the thing that got me dying was Beast Monarch was about to attack Jinwoo's father, and then all of a sudden you like see his like fur and his tail and everything.
Spike up.
And then he turned around and he was in like his,
Oh, no. Sorry. Keep it going. I was saying time out, but I realized I could say what I could say after you said. Go ahead.
Got it. So he turned around and like, you know, a scared like cat pose, right? And I was like, what's popping off? And then he's like, he could sense Jinwoo coming back. And I still have a question that I'm going to ask later. But when he realized that Jinwoo was coming back full power, he was like, well, that's it, I'm out.
Yeah.
And then Frost Monarch was like, hey, you made a deal with me. He was like, yeah, I made a deal when he was still human.
Yeah,
human no more. He's a Shadow Monarch. Like, right. Deal's broken. Like, dealing works one way. And then Frost is like,
let's go back to Dream World real quick. So we got Ashborn talking to Jinwoo, right? Uh-huh. And they're hashing it out, going like, what about this? And he's like, so like, this is how everything went down, and like, if you want, you can come back alive and like, I'll be gone. Like, I don't really want to fight this battle no more, please. Like, yeah. Take your body back, I don't need it. And so like he went through that whole thing, and then he was like, all right, fine, all you have to do is say it, you know, the word. And he's like, I know it because I am you. And he's like, all right, arise. So that's how that chapter ended. And then he came back this most recent chapter where he was like, all right, so the entire system, it starts off with the system like collapsing, like, yo, you want to delete the system? Like, there's no point at having the system anymore. And the system's like, all right, player will be restored with no limits on power. Mm-hmm. It's like, really? So I was like, so all
my
right,
question here is it really Jinwoo or is it Shadow Monarch? I felt like it was Jinwoo, but I don't really know.
We don't know yet because we actually technically haven't seen him, but I think he's Jinwoo Shadow Monarch now. He is no longer a human being. He is in a human being's body. He is a human being's consciousness, but he is an immortal being at this point in time. Right? That's what I think it is. Yep. Right. And so I think the biggest irony of this whole thing is they were like, we got to kill him before he becomes like full power, like before he levels up to the fullest and gets full power of the Shadow Monarch. We got to kill him. And the irony in doing that is they killed him and it literally gave him the full power. It's like, bro.
That's true. That's actually pretty funny. I mean, it's unfortunate, like, them, but.
Fine. Yeah, he goes, I love, yeah. So the Beast Monarch was like, bro, you ain't never fought the Shadow Monarch at full power. Peace. He basically just dipped. He's like, I ain't doing that.
And before he dipped, he said, I will pray for your fortunes.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Yes. Now, Frosty over here, even though he got some prior beef with the Shadow Monarch, not Shadow Monarch, with Jinwoo, right? Yeah. It's like he doesn't really know. He doesn't really know what he's in for, what kind of ass clapping he's going for.
So my question is, during those battles, right, with the, you know, in the past that we got a glimpse of, was Frost just not around? Like,
I don't think there was that Frost. Maybe it was a different Frost Monarch, or maybe he wasn't around, because I don't remember seeing him or his giants in any of the you know, maybe like ice giants or whatever. I don't remember seeing any of those people. There's one thing that I don't think, like, I hope we get answered, but I'm not sure if we're going to. So a couple chapters back, the Shadow Monarch said that he held the Monarch of White Flames in his body.
He took over a monarch.
Yeah, he says, I hold the Monarch of White Flames in my body. I'm like, okay, so are we ever going to see the Monarch of White Flames? Because remember, way before, they were like, yeah, he killed the Monarch of White Flames. I'm like, you know, like, that's the first monarch that he took out, and then, like, started aiming for the rest of us. So we decided, like, nah, we can't do that no more.
Yeah.
So to find out, Monarch of White Flames not really dead. So, like, where's he at?
I think he's, I want to say he's a shadow warrior a shadow soldier that Jinwoo couldn't, at his current level, produce.
Control?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's my first assumption. I obviously think he's a shadow soldier.
Okay. No. That's a good one. I like that. My second one was like, hopefully, maybe, like, I want Jinwoo to have a partner of some sort. Like, I know he's like solo, literally solo leveling. Gotcha. But like, I kind of want him to have this power to bestow the white flames on somebody, and I want it to be Cha-In. Like, please.
Yo, we're on the same page. I literally was be like, yo, it's gonna be his girl. He's gonna give the girl the power.
Right. I want him to have her side by side. Like, apparently we missed a kiss. I'm mad about that.
We missed a whole lot.
Yeah, no.
Shadow Monarch was like, I've been watching you.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Why do you feel like?
Yep. And he brought it back to the scene where they're in the woods. He was like, yeah, I was watching you. And I was like, snap. Just saying.
But yeah, so apparently the novel has like, has a lot more details. And we missed out on a kiss between Cha-In and Jinwoo. Like, what? Apparently the animator didn't feel up to the task of animating a loving kiss. And so he just left it out.
Yo, I completely forgot about the novel. The novel's thick. It's much bigger.
It tick, tick.
Yeah. So there's bound to be more details in the novel for sure.
Oh, yeah.
I might not even purchase the novel. Anyway, side comment.
Support the author. I'm down.
Right.
I like to have that on my shelf.
So Jinwoo breaks out. Oh, before he breaks out, his shadows, the commander level or whatever the highest. They start talking. Well, we already knew
Restored. They're all restored back to their previous levels. And it was like, what was it? Biru's level has significantly increased. I'm like, oh, hell yes. This dude is going to be beast mode. He was beast mode before.
Thank you.
Can't wait.
But the knight was talking, and I thought that was cool because I don't think I ever heard the knight talk.
Idris?
Yeah.
Is it Idris?
I want to say it's Idris. It sounds right to me.
It's something like that. Yeah. All right. Yeah. I'm going with Idris just because why not?
He's talking. Like he was talking down to Frost. He was like, who do you think you are trying to attack like our king or whatever? And then Frost is like, are they back to their normal power and stuff? And
I honestly think he's not gonna have to fight him.
Oh no.
The shadows are gonna fudge this dude up.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been working on that.
I think it was hilarious when Jinwoo came out and he was like, oh, Beast Monarch left. When it, he said something so disrespectful.
I didn't give him permission.
Thank
to
you.
Leave.
That was it. I was like, ooh, disrespectful.
I'm like, my boy just said what? Is he got I I honestly think he's going to summon him back.
Yo, not only summon him back, I think he's going to open a portal, put his arm in, and pull him back. If they did that, that'd be savage. Mm.
I can't wait to see him as a shadow. Man, but yo, oh my God. So, and like the thing is, like, okay, so all these, all the Shadow Warriors, right? They're all like super, super strong now, right? Mm. And I feel like they are stronger than Jinwoo's dad, because Jinwoo's dad was just barely hanging on against both monarchs, right? Mm. Just like Jinwoo was when he when he was human. This new this fight is gonna go, and it's gonna turn, and it's gonna be 1v1, and well, it's gonna be actually no, it's gonna be 1v1000s.
Poor Frost Monarch. He almost feel bad.
I think all of his dudes are gonna like gang up on this dude, and then Jinwoo is literally just gonna like kind of blink over and just go, I told you this is how it was gonna go.
he did tell him he was, if anything, Frost was going to die.
Yeah, today you die. That is basically what he said.
Oh man, yo, his one-liners, they're too good. I just can't. They're too good.
I need this conversation between him and his dad to take place.
Right.
I want to know what kind of knowledge his dad has. I want him to actually tell him that he's his dad, because nobody actually knows yet.
Well, I want to know what happened to his dad. I feel like we're going to get another backstory, because
obviously
we know his dad was in a cave, in a dungeon, and then never came out. And then years later, he comes out. Like, what happened in that time? Did he enter the game as well? Like, I don't know.
I don't think he entered the game. I think, so they said that this man has like lifetimes of battle experience or whatever when he was fighting the monarchs.
Yeah,
I remember that. I think he was just like fighting for his life the whole time. So that's why he's so strong now.
That makes sense. Like, he got sent into another world, like when Jinwoo first got sent to the Frost world.
Ooh, there you go. That's a nice one. Mm-hmm. And then like maybe he's like remember the giant monarch?
Yeah.
He's like chained up. Maybe that's what they're trying to do to him.
Ooh,
like, they're trying to like chain him up and leave him down. Like, yo, we can't do anything with this dude. Leave him in this dungeon.
Right.
Yeah, buddy. All right. I can't wait to hear it. I'm really excited about the next couple chapters of this. And I honestly want to let it build up, but I don't want to let it build up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to read it every week, but like every single week it comes out, I'm like, all right, I gotta get on that.
Right. I read it. I disappoint every time once I get to the bottom, because I know there's no new chapter after I read the new chapter. So that's been bumming me out. I've actually been searching for other manhwas to read. Yep. Segue. Actually, I know we don't have too long, but I've been searching for other ones to read in whatever spare time that I have until Solo Leveling and TBATE come out. So I found Unordinary. This one's pretty good. It's a webtoon. I'll give a quick summary on it.
Yeah.
Basically, it starts off with so the world is with people with powers, right? Everyone has powers. And in high school, the strongest kids are called royals. So they're like king, queen, jack, and I forget what the other one is, but they have a fourth one. And those
Ace? Joker?
Ooh, Ace. It's Ace. I'm sorry. It's Ace.
All right. You oh, One Piece people no. should know Ace. Come on now.
No. King, Queen, Jack. Yeah, it's Ace. Yeah, you're right. It's Ace. So every high school has the top four strongest. That's what they're called, right? And then they have turf wars, where the schools fight each other, almost like a hypothetical basketball game, you know, where they, but anyways, they have turf wars that fight each other. And the winner, you know, that school's won, and that school's like top tier, blah, 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 right?
Yeah.
So every school every year looks for their king, whether you're a repeat king, because you know you came in as a freshman and you just worked your way up to a king and then you stayed king to your senior year, or you know, you became king your senior year, so you're only doing 1 year. It doesn't matter. You just figure out your king every year. Same thing with the other titles. There's this kid who's considered a cripple because he actually was born with no powers. So there can be people born with no powers, right?
Deku.
Right, right. That's what it feels a little bit like My Hero Academia, but it's not. But so this kid's crippled, born with no powers. He gets beat on because the hierarchy is people without powers or people that are low tier is what they, so there's low tier, mid tier, and obviously the royals, the high tier. And then under low tier is cripple. But they just put cripple and low tier together. They're like, you guys are just friends, like, because you're both so weak, right?
Jeez.
Yeah, I know. It's very bad. So middle tier and high tier beat on low tier and cripple throughout the day. Like, if you bump someone that's a higher tier than you, it gives them grounds to beat you up for touching them, right? So this one kid gets beat on every day because he's clueless and he bumps into people and they start fighting. And then when someone's talking trash, he's like, hey, what are you saying? And if you talk back to someone, you can also get beat up. There's so many rules that allow you to get beat up. This kid just gets beat up. And they have the infirmary, which is, you know, in the school, yeah, which helps, you know, kind of the same thing as My Hero Academia, where the lady gives a kiss, but they have like a potion that helps regenerate your energy, but you have to wait like 3 hours before you're fully healed and all that stuff, right?
All right.
So this whole time, you know, unordinary, you're freaking, something's going to happen with the kid. Like, this kid can't get beat up, right? And I think I'm like 60 chapters in and it's starting to change a little bit. We found a little bit more about the kid. So in the beginning, they say the kid transferred because he was homeschooled. We find out he was transferred because he was expelled from his old school. Why was he expelled? Let me tell you. He was expelled for beating down his entire class.
He was too strong. That's awesome.
So when the new school finds out that he was expelled for that, one of the kids was like, yo, don't say anything. He's laying low for a reason. Don't piss him off. And the current king at this school is like, well, I'm the king, so I'll do whatever I want. So he went and challenged him. What happened to poor old king? Got handled.
Ooh.
So like I said, I'm only like 60 chapters in, so I didn't know so much. But from what I can tell, the main character, his ability is copying other people's abilities.
Oh, okay. So he's literally only as strong as his opponent.
No, he can copy their ability, but he can enhance it to make it even stronger.
Oh, that's full counter. That's, yeah, bull. That's complete bull. Enhance and copy. Oh man, get out of here.
Yep.
All right.
So that's where I'm at now. There's some weird stuff going on. So like, some of the society wants, well, like I said, the hierarchy in high school is actually the same hierarchy in the entire world. Actually, the strongest are like the best, and middle and low tier are kind of like, sense, you know, yeah. But there are some high tiers that are like, hey, I feel bad for the lower class, so they make themselves heroes, right? Which is cool. Like, we have heroes. However, the government doesn't like it because they like the hierarchy. Like, they like the powerful being in charge and all that stuff. So the government's made this organization called Ember that goes around killing heroes.
What?
Yep.
Yo. All right.
So that's kind of where I'm at now. It seems like Ember is now targeting kids in high school that are like, trying to help out the, yeah, the weaker kids, hence why they're looking at the main hero. I mean, the main protagonist. That's his name.
Oh yeah, I got you.
So yeah.
Okay.
So I think it's good. I'm enjoying it. Like I said, only like 60 chapters in. There's like 200 something. So I got a little bit of reading to go, but I feel like it's gonna be good.
Sounds pretty good. Mm-hmm. Let's see. The one I was doing, I was trying to think of the name. Sorry. Leveling with the, I forgot. It's only 22 chapters in right now, right? Uh-huh. But it's called Leveling with the Heroes. It's basically the very first chapter. The world is destroyed. This dude is standing alongside a bunch of like legendary heroes like Hercules and a bunch of other like like, was it Wukong, the monkey god or whatever. And like, apparently a bunch of like outer gods or whatever came through and just tore Earth up. And just to take down one of them, it took out like most of humanity and like most of the Earth or whatever. Right.
Yeah.
And so we go, the very first episode is this guy being chosen by all these people. They're like, you're the one who's going to go back in time and you got to get stronger than everybody else to fix this. Right.
Oh, crap. I think I read like the first like couple of chapters of this.
Yeah, it's actually really interesting because it's like, all right, so this is how it's going to go down. So like he already has like knowledge about what's going on. Like basically like midnight hits on like January 1st and like all hell breaks loose. Like I think that's an actual quote. And like these scenarios, they don't call them scenarios. That's an omniscient reader. They call them, it's basically scenarios. All these things happen, right? That you can get points and level up and do all this stuff. And so like, you know, he knows all the all the secrets because like he talked about it with everybody who's already like at this high top tier and he already did it by himself. So he has pre-knowledge. Like, so he completely smashes every single level of this thing, levels up to an unbelievable like level. And like he's ahead of the game and he like, you know, does all these cheats. He has to get to these other places and purchase these items that aren't like good items considered, but like he's like, oh, I can get this item, then I can level it up, and then becomes like, you know, like monkey eyes. Like there's no point in having monkey eyes, but if you get hit with a demon flame, they become cinder eyes, right? Cool. And cinder eyes is the eyes that one of his like Wukong had back, you know, in the future.
That's right.
Yeah. So like, all right, so this is how it's gonna go down. And I'm actually really excited because you know, the last chapter, he actually killed one of the, so after the tutorial, that's what it is, the first tutorial, second tutorial, third tutorial, they go into this tower, right? And after the we haven't gotten to the tower yet, but after the tutorial you go into the tower and the tower is supposed to like, you know, rank up, and this rankers and that is supposed to be really strong and all this other stuff. So, and then you have Olympus, which is trying to sponsor people, like, you know, the gods of Olympus. It's like, okay. But like, you know, the guy, one of Zeus's kids is like, yo, how strong are you trying to get? And he like flashes back to like killing one of those things. He goes, I really don't know how strong I need to get. Like, it's like, man. So I'm excited, but it's 22 chapters in right now. And that's what I've been reading. That and Omniscient Reader, which you haven't started reading yet, but Omniscient Reader is like really wordy. I like it because like the chapters are kind of long. So you get like, it's almost like I was reading for like 10, 15 minutes. Like, oh yeah, that was good. All right, cool. Yeah.
All right. But
that's all I got for today. You got anything else? Any final thoughts?
Just everyone check out those two, Unordinary. And what was this one you mentioned?
Leveling with the Gods.
Leveling with the Gods. That's it. I'm going to write that
down.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. Check those out.
Yeah, you'll finish in a day. But yeah.
Yeah, got it.
That's all we got for y'all, ladies and gentlemen. Feel free to check us out on all social media. Click on our link tree. It's got our Facebook. It's got our Instagram. It's got our Twitter. It's got our YouTube. And it's got our fifth thing. What is that? What is that, Ty?
TikTok.
TikTok. Good job. Like and subscribe. Uh-huh. And we'll see you guys in 2 weeks.
Yep.
Oh,
Annie out, y'all.
All right. Annie out. Peace.